Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As so often happens, we go to the market and we feel swamped with all the produce available. You take home a groaning market basket filled with fresh Maryland produce, and you quickly realize you're not going to be able to eat it all. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, what do we do with it?
I mean, everyone thinks of sort of canning for something to preserve all the food at the end of the year.
Right.
But face it, man, there's a lot of delicious things that are coming out in the spring that we'll never see again.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect opportunity to either pickle or can them.
And a lot of the things that grew up during the last weeks of winter have a special flavor to them that we might want to preserve.
Of course. And I think I like to divide them into two categories. There's the green stuff and the hard stuff.
Right.
The green stuff we're going to want to do as quick pickles.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't survive sort of either the hot water canning or the pressure canning. They'd break down and get too soft. I mean, I can go through a quick list. Asparagus. I mean, Ball, the famous jar, even makes a special one that's twice as tall and narrow
right.
as all their other jars just for you to pickle asparagus in. And I can tell you, to do this sort of quick pickle, it's basically making a brine.
Mm-hmm.
Salt, vinegar, some water, and then spices. I think it's very important to choose your salt and vinegar wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly iodized salt is a tragedy because that iodine flavor will permeate your pickling. To me, a fine sea salt, just a basic sea salt or a kosher salt works well. If you go into the other salts, you're going to add flavor. Vinegar, I would try to use the most subtle because things like strawberry vinegar or all these fruit vinegars, even apple cider vinegar,
mm-hmm.
can overpower some of the delicateness of these spring vegetables.
Would rice wine vinegar be
certainly
a good
rice
choice?
Wine vinegar, a good champagne vinegar, mm-hmm. white wine vinegar, those are great. So we're basically going to warm this brine up, fill our jar with whatever we're doing, and pour this hot liquid over it and cover it up and let it sit in the fridge for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And we've preserved these guys for months. If I'm doing asparagus, I mean, I think you should also, you can experiment, of course, but picking flavors that go well together. Like, I like to do my asparagus with a lot of shallots and tarragon.
Yeah.
I think that's just a lovely, lovely mix. Ramps.
Yeah.
Which are
very popular
and very short-lived.
Yes.
You're not going to want to pickle the tops. Take those, blanch them, and make some pesto out of them. But the bottoms, juniper berries and black peppercorns make a lovely sort of pickled ramp. Another one that I think we'll see a lot of that people may shy away from is green garlic. This sort of unformed,
right.
very early bulb, which has lovely garlic flavor, so it's subtle. So I want to pickle that with something subtle, like maybe a little bit of red onion, and what's the other herb that pops out of the ground early? Chives.
Chives, yep.
Yeah, so that. And then fiddlehead ferns is another fun thing to pickle with, like something like dill and mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go for the hard stuff, I mean, the things that we're going to find are basically radishes and baby beets. Who doesn't like a great jar of pickled beets?
Yes.
And these baby beets, they pickle easier. They're super good to use. And I think pickled radishes, they're awesome.
They are. And, you know, they call them, some of them are called the French breakfast radish.
Right. Those are great.
They are so great. They're very mild. And with that little, you know, tint of the pickling, it's going to be great.
Yeah. And remember, all of these things, here's the beauty of it. Once they're done and sitting in jars, whether they're in the fridge or not, if you want to take them out and put them in the food processor and chop them up, they make the most interesting relish for anything you want to use it for.
Oh, very good idea.
Yeah.
We're going to put all these ideas on the website. You
we
can
will.
Try it out.
We will.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.